This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Yes, we're such big fans.
Because we're joined by one of the funniest people on TV right now. She plays Principal Ava Coleman on the Emmy winning. I mean, literally, if you don't like hear every other word coming out of someone's mouth that isn't Abbott Elementary, I don't know what you're talking about. It's Janelle James.
Hi, Janelle. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're going to have a whole segment with you. I have a bunch of questions ready. But for now, we're going to hop right into the news. And I was wondering if you would kindly kick us off.
Excellent.
All right, here we go.
All right. The New York Post says that being a cheap date is in. And there's a new word for it, infladating. Mm-hmm. Coined by the dating app Plenty of Fish, infladating is opting for a low-cost loving in the age of inflation. So instead of dinner and a movie where you have to pay for gas and food and tickets, an average of $98, not New York, for an evening out, daters are going on a walk in the park or having a drink over Zoom.
I don't want a drink over Zoom. I do like being inventive, though, and
sure.
That this is
creative.
A priority. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, I guess, you know, I was just like, hey, Netflix and chill, you know? But, like, if you're also just getting to know somebody, do you even feel comfortable having them over to your house?
That is a no.
Going to theirs? Yeah,
yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I'd go on a, I think cheap is making it sound cheap, but I'd go on a low-cost date if it's creative and I like the person, we have fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what's a good date to do? If you, your first date, you don't want to buy like someone a four-course meal, if you don't want, do a happy hour. Because, girl, I will buy you a jalapeno popper. There's no risk in that, right? Yeah. We each get to share it. Yeah. If we don't like each other, go your own way. It costs me $6.99.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Definitely feed me.
If you had, like, okay, say, Janelle, you're tasked. You have to be creative and come up with the infladate. What are you doing?
Why am I doing that? I'm a woman. I've done enough. I'm here.
I want to go on a date with
you. I'm here. What else do you want?
I love that. I've done enough. I'm here. Hello. And you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, up next, if you don't like to deliver bad news, the University of California, Berkeley has a new course for you. I really found this story interesting. The Wall Street Journal reports that Berkeley Haas School of Business added this course. It's called Difficult Conversations Conflict Lab. And they added it to its curriculum to help future business leaders learn how to navigate office politics, give criticism, and just kind of deal with all that uncomfortable stuff that we have to deal with in life. That's life. I don't know. I'm into this. I feel like this could work in more areas. Like, you got to deal with stuff. So how are you going to deal with it?
Mm-hmm. Are you a straight shooter?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
You seem like
one.
But
this sounds like teaching people how to fire you in a nice way. That's what it sounds like for business leaders, but I'll take that. I'm pretty straight shooter. Yeah.
I believe you.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
How would you fire someone if you had to?
Oh, I just fired someone just recently. It was a phone call.
Okay.
I said, you're fired.
And they said?
And they said, I knew it was coming.
Oh.
And then you said?
I said, oh, well, that's great. So, gotta go, because I'm running in somewhere. Always have somewhere to go when you do the call. Like, oh, what's that? Gotta go. So yeah. Sorry. See, best wishes.
You are a straight shooter.
I mean, you know.
Again, I think
life
you should teach a class on that.
Yeah. Well, I think she just did teach a class on it. That's how you do it.
Yeah,
hey,
you.
You're fired. Gotta
thank
go.
Thank you.
Bye. That was easy. Well, tis the season for overnight guests, and the website Study Finds says that if they stay 4 days or longer, you are ready to throw them out, right? 49% of people say 3 days is max for their hosting during the holidays. Okay, but I mean, think about that. That's a long time, 4 days to have anybody in your house. What?
Well, I like your sensibilities so much.
Four
I
days,
can't wait
three
to hear.
Nights.
Yeah, that's is that
you
too
checking
long?
Out 4 days on the fourth day? I would make that clear. Not four nights. Yeah. Three nights.
And
check
and
out before noon.
What if they what if they came to you and said, you know, Janelle, I'm having such a good time.
I'm sure, because I'm a great host, but check out is check out is at noon.
She says,
including
time.
My mom. She knows.
Really? I just love
no, I'm joking. I love my mom.
I love it. I do. But this is interesting. A show of hands, who thinks that, like, there is an expiration date for house guests?
Everyone.
Almost everyone.
Everyone
in here.
Mm-hmm. I think you should sort of set it up ahead of time,
yes.
Right? Yeah, you have to have the conversation.
And then, like with children, you stick with the boundary.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Do you
all
remember
right.
what I say whenever it's time to go, whether it's a dinner party or guest? I always look at them and I say, well, this was fun, right? And that means get out.
Get out.
Get
well,
out.
Speaking of the holidays, if you're looking for the perfect gift for the beauty babe or the beauty junkie in your life, you have to go to Net-a-Porter because I don't know if you know. Oh my God, everything they do is so.
Oh my
luxe.
God, Drew, thank you so much.
I know. By the way, I am going to gift this to you. All right, so here's what you
I don't
get.
Even know what's in it. Look at me.
Because everybody can do this. If you go to Net-a-Porter and you spend $200 and something, you can get $1,000 worth of beauty. It's about $299.
Wow.
And then you get this advent calendar that's worth $1,000 of beauty. And this is what Net-a-Porter is doing for Christmas. So Merry Christmas,
thank
Janelle. Just, you know, a present because we get to keep this conversation going. I heard that Chris Rock cold called you.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about it because we're going to break and we're going to hear about it right after that. I can't wait.
Oh my God.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ava, I got you.
Wait a minute, are you sure? Because I got Ava.
I did too.
Yeah, I put my name in a few times because I knew all of your mediocre gifts would add up to one decent gift. $17 to the office loft. I didn't think it would be yours, Gregory.
Award-winning show, All the Rage, most successful show on television. Thank you, everybody, Abbott Elementary. Okay, so going into the break, I asked you, is it true that Chris Rock cold called you? And how did that happen?
It was around this time. I think it was the day after Christmas, about 5 years ago. And I had been doing stand-up for about 5 years at that time. And I had an unknown number pop up on my phone, and who answers that? And I answered it for whatever reason, and I said hello, and he said, Janelle James, Christopher Rock, like that. And I was like, get the hell. And, you know, I'm a comedian.
He announces himself as Christopher Rock.
But I'm glad he did, because I'm a comedian, we're all jerks. It could have been somebody pranking me, and if he had said Chris Rock, I would have hung up. I would have been like, whoever this is, leave me alone. But Christopher Rock is, I'm like, oh, this is Chris Rock. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. But he was my first big tour. Like, he took me on tour with him. And that, And that, like, introduced me to, like, such a, you know, a way broader fan base than I had at the time, which were just, like, white dudes in the Midwest.
Okay, so you play like, you know, the bad boss on the show. You got tons of attitude.
Bad.
I love your character so much.
Thank you.
Did you base your character on anyone? Like, did you know who she was?
I read it and I was like, oh, this lady's crazy. And I remember when we were shooting, I said, I'm gonna be nuts with her and do that and be zany and be hilarious because she does a lot of awful things. So she has to be compelling in a lot of ways. She has to be charming. She has to be, you know, on and hilarious. So it's a amazing, I guess what actors call it, a dream role. It's
yeah.
so fun.
And it's not easy to do. And you pull it off so brilliantly.
Thank you so much, Drew. People think comedy is easy. It's not.
Exactly. okay, I love this story so much about your working at Pretzel Time.
I was. That was my first job. Youngest manager in Pretzel Time history, by the way. But anyway, Chris Rock who?
Chris Rock who? Pretzel
right, Time. Pretzel
Time.
It was a great job for me because I had a lot of responsibilities, but then I quit it for the most benign reason.
Which
I do still. I quit jobs for any reason. And the reason for that place, we had a lovely, almost this color, champagne beige ensemble. And then they changed it to bright neon pink. And I was like, people will see me. I'm out of here.
So you are out.
Out of here.
See, I love that about you. What were you like as a student?
Oh, I was very studious. I'm a nerd. I'm still a nerd. And I my mom, I grew up poor, so like most people. And my mom was really good at making small things seem like such a big gift. So going to the library was like going to Disneyland for us. Like, and if you messed up or misbehaved, it's like, you're not gonna get books this week. And I would bawl. Like, I was a real big reader, I still am. And taking education very seriously is what made me who I am now.
I'm so in love with you. I really am. All right. Would you play my favorite game with me? Red flag, green flag, yellow flag. All right, here we go. All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. All right, here we go.
Oh, boy.
You're at the movies, and after every single preview, your date leans in and says, that one looks good. Okay, perfect. I'm like, Okay, your date keeps calling you milady.
Oh, my God.
The guy you've been seeing shows up at your door unannounced.
What do you got with him?
Anything you want.
That's it depends.
You're at a party, and your date pulls an Irish accent. They just
Without
disappear.
You?
Yeah, I agree. What if he said, we're gonna both pull an Irish exit together?
Oh, I love that.
All right, perfect. Your date chews with his mouth open. Perfect. He says he'll pick you up at 8 p.m., but he arrives at 7:30. Yeah, that is like
presumptuous.
But yeah, for me,
plus
I'm like,
not ready.
We agreed on a time.
I'm not going to be ready at 8.
I'm always late, but God, do I hate early people.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right, your date signed you up for a date to surprise you, and it's skydiving.
Get out of here, come on.
I love you. Get out of here, Janelle. I think you are the coolest.
Be my
I'm in. Abbott Elementary, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. on ABC and streaming on Hulu.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Which means tomorrow is a brand new episode of the Drew's News podcast. I'm doing a podcast. It is so much fun. This week I sat down with Clea Shearer and Joanna Teplin, and you may know them as the hit wonder that they are, The Home Edit, the women who are changing the world through organizing. They've got their Netflix show. They're building an entire empire. I love them. They're good friends, and we're going to have them on the podcast. Girlfriend energy all the way. So I'm so excited for you to hear that conversation, some juicy debates we have over, like, is it okay to lie about having kids to get out of work? Interesting. Should we give people clothes for the holidays? I don't see anything wrong with that. Seems a lot safer than the lying. All right, here's a quick sneak peek of it.
You're right. I don't often ever buy anyone clothes nor get clothes because, as you said so eloquently, it's a tripwire.
Yeah, it is. And who needs that?
No one needs that. On both ends, you don't need
it. It's a very personal choice. Yes. How you wear things, what you wear. Do you like a certain drape, a certain size, a certain fit? Are you want this tight and this loose? Yeah, it's weird.
And also when someone is considering your size in a way that I'm like, I don't want you thinking about it.
You've thought about my whole body intimately.
Is my butt gonna fit into these jeans?
But it's like a sweatpant?
Great.
Yeah.
Totally.
I feel pretty strong.
I'm glad that we are all in agreement here.
Well, I went in completely neutral, and I'm coming out real strong with you guys. Now I think it's weird, and now anyone who gives me a piece of clothing,
you're gonna be like, you were thinking about me like that?
No, I know. God, you're so right.
The full episode is available tomorrow wherever you get your podcast. Everybody, we make this show for you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there.
I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.